Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
That's what's so great about our show is that absolutely nothing is scripted, because we're just talking about like our experiences and what comes up in our mind. And that's why I think people come to multiple shows, because you're not seeing the same show twice.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Let's do it. Oh, we can hear everybody. You guys, it's going to be a bit... Come closer to me. Come, come, bunny. It's going to be a little bit of a different podcast today because...
We are on tour.
We're backstage in a mint green and brown dressing room.
Makes you wonder, like, who chose these colors and when were they ever in style?
Half the lights work. Half the lights don't work.
You know what, though?
What?
They're strategically, they're like, we're not going to replace all these bulbs, so we're just going to do, like, two on top,
let's
four
go
on
steal
the side.
Some from Gumby's room. I'm not joking. I'm going to go steal some. But then, you know, do I have stuff in my teeth?
No, but I do.
Oh.
So right now, when we're recording this, we are on tour for the Mom Truths Live book.
I don't even know where we, I believe we left off last episode saying... a lot of people emailed us about it, and I just can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, we were in a car. We were a bit crazy.
Yeah.
We had just come off of media, like media.
Gamut.
You know where we're going to go with this one?
Go for it.
There's a... God, where do I go with this? So first of all, we were up for an award. Didn't even come close to making it to the top three, okay? So we made it to the final round. Top five, we got kicked out. Fine. Perfect.
The best is that when you get like, so we're up for the award and we're voting, but it's like weird. Like you can vote 100 times, which is like way too much to ask people to do. And then we get this confidential email. Confidentially, you're a loser.
Yeah.
It's not what it said, but it's what it said.
Yeah. And then we get another email that something else that was going to be really wicked didn't happen.
Yeah, it fell through. We thought we were like, we felt like it was like an 80% sure, like this is going to happen. Like the person was confident and they were like, and it's a no.
And then there was one more thing that we got like really rejected on too.
Yeah. What was that? It was recent.
Oh yeah. It was like a TV thing and we were excited to do it.
Right.
And they were like, sorry guys, we have to use
somebody else.
Yeah. And we're like, okay. And then there was another thing. It just kept coming and coming.
This week has been like, if you were somebody who wasn't confident in your journey and having a good time, it could probably get you down.
No, it would 100%. Because it got us down for a minute and then I forgot, you know? Like it hit me for a minute and then I was like, oh yeah, like I just sat there and it's so hard not to take failure personally. And I don't mean failure. I just mean rejection. It's not even failure. It's rejection.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to know why, but no one owes you an explanation when you've been rejected. And I hope that when my children grow up, they know that rejection isn't necessarily them, even though that's so cliche. But if it's not right, it's not right. And you can't force it. Otherwise, you're doing no one a service. We also, I mean, just this week has been...
I'm just so glad also when we get rejected that it's like those people were sure it wasn't the right fit. So sometimes even if you think that you think you were the right fit for it, if for somehow you slipped in there and the people were unsure, you don't want to be in a place where people don't really, really want you, you know?
Yeah, or because it will fail.
Mm-hmm. It will fail. And then you'll be like so disappointed because it's worse to get it all going. You think it's going to be great and then it fails.
I think that failure is, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but it's so scary for so many people. I don't know why. I don't know what it leaves you with. Like you're not good enough. It probably is like every insecurity you have in there. But the more we fail, the better we get at it. And I can confidently, like I used to not open up my report cards because I was so afraid of what they would say.
Oh my gosh,
I would basically like want to hide them. I would not open letters.
Neither like, did I. And you know what I just said to Hassan at lunch? I said, he goes, you know, what year did you graduate high school? I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, you don't remember the year you graduated? I go, well, I didn't graduate with all my friends, but I went the next year with people I didn't know just to get my diploma. But the year that I graduated, I went to that graduation because I hadn't opened my report cards and I didn't know how I'd done. And I just, you know, I was there. I was kind of hoping they were going to call my name. And that somehow I was going to graduate.
I totally get it.
And then they went through the alphabet and they passed my last name. And I was like, I guess I'm not graduating.
And like emails, you know?
Yes.
Emails. I'm like, I don't want to open this email. Like, I don't feel like I don't. We do. I'm like, you read it. I'm not doing it, you know?
yeah.
And I think having someone with you is really helpful with failure. But yeah, I don't know. True. I don't know where we've become so afraid of admitting failure, you know, or like if we can't afford something, people are like, they have to make it an excuse why they can't go because they can't afford it rather than like, I don't have enough money.
Yeah.
Like that's not embarrassing.
No.
It's just like, dude, I can't, I don't.
I make less money than you or yeah. I have more, you know, expenses than you do.
And what are people afraid of saying that?
They're afraid of the way that they might look. The perception that they're trying to be like, you know, someone, there are people who just feel like always looking like a success is the person that they want to be, you know, or like people who get fired from their job and they're like, they make an excuse for like, well, like I was going to, you know, and you got, actually right. That's a bad one. Getting fired is pretty bad. Well, right.
I mean,
it means you weren't good at it.
No, or it,
yeah. Or unless they were downsizing and all that. And
well, also
restructuring.
Like if you, maybe it's a wake up call that wasn't your passion.
Totally.
Maybe that's a thing that like, someone's like, dude, I see your capability, but your passion and your heart isn't in it, and you can't fake that. Like,
it actually is a favor in that case because
yes.
if it was your passion and you loved it, you'd be so good at it that you'd never let go.
Yeah, and you have to. I think it's every time you have a failure, it's kind of you can't deny that you've been. Like you have to look at the reason so you can see if you really want it, how you can improve or how you can change things, or like literally sometimes it wasn't the right fit. But I think you just step back and you look. Okay, like you analyze in order to move on. Don't personalize.
Yeah.
Analyze.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about us and like how, you know, that all the things, the quote unquote negative things that, you know, happened to us this week.
A lot.
We don't really, we don't dwell on them. But where people tell us we should be different is when the good things happen, to celebrate them. And we're not good at that either. Like, we ended up being, our book was a bestseller in Canada.
Number one bestseller.
Number one bestseller in Canada. So our publishers and all the people are like, hopefully, you know, you get together with each other, because we know you're on the road, and celebrate tonight. That would have never crossed our minds to celebrate that.
We haven't. We didn't.
And we won't.
And we won't. No, I don't. We're, you know what?
You know what? So it's a good balance, you know? We're not torn down when we fail, and we're not super excited because, when we succeed.
Because you know that we, our success is different than other people.
I know. Like, we were like, what makes us happy? Because, you know, like, obviously to the publishers, getting number one was really amazing. Different things are important to other people. But for us, the thing that makes us feel the best is going on tour and walking into a room full of people who are like, say things like, you got me through a hard time.
Yeah.
Or like, you, I feel like you're my friend. Or, you know, you make me feel like I'm okay. Like, that's what makes us feel success. And we get to celebrate with these people, which is just the best.
Yeah, we get to celebrate. And I think that you and I don't, God, it was so interesting because this week, Lexi, who's our team member, who we adore, had one of her really good friends come, and she works with where she lives, and she's older than us, and she has grown kids, and she's kind of like a mother figure. And she's like, how are you girls going to stay grounded in this process? Like, how are you not going to get an ego when you have this going on?
Yeah, she's like, how are you not like it, let it get to your head? And so I asked for an example. I'm like, what does that mean exactly? Like, what would that feel like? What would the behavior look like? And she was saying that you're no longer modest and that you're no longer like, you know, you behave differently.
I'm like, but what would we do differently?
Yeah, like, tell me what it feels like.
I'm like, she's like, I guess it's a personality. I'm like, but like, explain that to me. And I couldn't grasp what would be different, because fundamentally, I honestly was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, we think we're bigger, like better than people. I'm like, dude, we're like, touring life and this is not glamorous. Like, it is so far from glamorous.
Everybody who comes to the show had a more glamorous day than we did. 100%.
Yeah, and it looks really like fabulous. And the stage part is, yeah, gluttonous because it's so much fun. But the lead up and the work and the behind the scenes is so intense.
And also, like, you're working with a team. Like, to be honest, like, touring team, everybody comes from different cities. So you arrive in a city and then, you know, it's just been like Kat and I and maybe like Lex working. And then there's all these other team members, and you have to take all different personalities who all have different lives, come together for one purpose, which is a strange thing. It doesn't normally happen in normal world. People in their jobs, they work together as a team
all
day in and day out. We met people for the first time, and then they have to execute, you know, what our dream is for this.
Yeah, and then you all sleep on a bus, and you get on a bus, and you hope, you fingers crossed, sleep, mm-hmm. and then you show up in another city, and then you do it again and again and again
and then
and again.
You brush your teeth with the bus water, thinking that that's okay, when you find out after maybe the 60th show that you're not supposed to brush your teeth with the bus water. Oops.
More than 60, by the way.
Oh, shit.
He picked us up in Philly, Roy. Oh, God, I love Roy.
Oh, my
gosh.
We
had a good time telling stories last night. He told me all these. Oh, then we talked about twin flames. He is a twin flame.
Is it a man or a woman?
A man. He served in Iraq with him. He did. Oh, God, I'm telling Roy's story. I don't know if I can, but anyways, Roy, sorry. Hopefully you don't listen.
Is twin flame still alive?
I didn't ask that question. They went. Why would he still be alive? Because he went to Iraq together.
I don't know. It's just so funny.
So they.
He assumed that he would have told you if he wasn't alive.
He was deployed and he saw a name that he had to be with, and he was like, God, this guy's going to be an asshole based on his name.
Oh,
and
what was it?
I don't
like
know.
Like Duke?
I didn't ask him. Dude, you need to be there with me when I have these conversations.
His name looks like an asshole. Keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and because he gets asked all the time, like, why are Kat and Nat different from every other, like, everybody else? And he's like, you can't explain it. They're like apples and oranges from other people. He's like, it's like, people connect with them for all different reasons. It's not just for one reason. So
right.
It's really very different. And then we started talking about kind of how a lot of people come without kids to our shows and connect to us without kids. And
like the people don't have kids.
that people don't have kids, and just like our synergy, like the way we make people feel.
Can you really hear this?
I don't know. The way, I have a coat on because I'm cold. the way we make people feel. And he goes, I told him the story about the cops. Which you guys all know.
Yes.
And he goes, I have one of those.
Wow.
And I was like, what? So anyways, he saw the name. He thought the guy was going to be an asshole. And within 30 minutes.
They felt it.
He was like, oh God, it's loud, isn't it? He's like, he's like, I knew him forever.
And you know what's so crazy about that? That's so amazing. But I think that a lot of people would assume that their twin flames are maybe their spouse or partner. Whereas I bet if we took a poll of everybody and all the twin flames out there, that they would more be same-sex friends.
I want to know how many of you have someone in your life that you have an energy, because he's like, yeah, my wife doesn't understand it.
Of course.
And I was like, I get this. Like, it's very hard to, and I said to him, I'm like, sometimes I think Nat and I are in a room and people think that we're like, AKA our husbands, we're not talking to them, but it's not that we're talking to them, but we're so on the same page about what we're talking about. We're not making sense because to each other, we make sense. Like,
yes.
We don't have to finish sentences because you already know what I'm saying before I'm going to say it.
Yep.
And they're not following. They're like, what?
Oh
what?
My gosh, they just what? See, and especially when we like have some cocktails and then we get talking and talking and it's like people are just like, I cannot keep up. Like, I feel like I'm not a part of this.
Yes.
You know?
I feel like people, I think that that's why our team who's with us right now, like Lex, God, she's such a brave girl, like 22 years old to come on the road with us. But she understands us and fits in so perfectly.
Yes.
And so does Hassan. You know what I mean? Like, they don't try to be, I can't, they exist with us in such a perfect way.
They're flawless. And you know, because you guys probably know, you work with teams, you have different family members and all of that. And there's a lot of people and it's almost like your personalities are, you got to be together, but they're repelling each other. No matter how much you try to come together, it's like you get, like you're pushed away from each other. And then there's people like Lex and Hassan who just, they seem to like find their little ways.
They find their, okay guys, so we're on, like I said, on tour. In this show, we found our group. What night is it? Night
5.
Wait, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, night 4. Night 4, we found our, Stella got her group.
Stella found
our sweet spot. Like, the shows were, every show was amazing. And then last night, it takes a while, I'm going to be completely honest. It took us a better part of tour 1 to find our groove.
And it's not something you can tell really from the audience. It's something we feel from being on stage that makes us just feel like we're not trying at all. We're not trying to remember things. We're just literally just feeling it.
Feeling the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally one with the crowd. And I was like, oh my God, the first 4 nights, I'm like, why don't I feel it? Because God, it sounds so weird, but like you feel the energy from the crowd. Like you know where you're going based on them.
Mm-hmm.
And this show would be the same and the audience wouldn't feel it, but we know it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So last night we knew it. I was like, that is what we do,
mm-hmm.
where people leave and they're like, we had people in the audience who had come to 7 shows. It was their 7th. Lots of people
you
had been there. Half VIP had been to other shows.
We're like, raise your hand if you've been to a show before. I couldn't believe it. I actually had no idea. I thought I know of a couple of people that have been to a few shows, but that many people, not only that, they come to multiple VIPs.
I know.
So that is what feels like you're winning, right? Like,
oh my God, that means we're really fucking fun.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know what?
Because to take time away and to spend money and go out and do, and a lot of them on a weeknight. And
you know what this means? Residency. Mom residency.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like time.
Where?
I don't know.
Seems like Atlantic City.
A traveling residency, I guess that's what we do.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And isn't a residency mean you're at the same place all the time?
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Fair, not fair.
A traveling residency is more like a tour. Right?
Yeah, okay. Traveling residency where we get to like, you know, I'm tired today.
Like I'm excited to go lay in bed for a bit. Like that was good for me yesterday. I came out and I felt totally refreshed.
Did you sleep?
I never know if I really fall asleep. Do you know what I mean? I know when I'm restless and I can't, I'm like, I have too much energy, but I feel like sometimes I fall in between a place of sleep and awake. Like if you were to be like, Natalie, I'd be like, hi, but I'm rested.
You're rested? Not right now.
Like I feel like I'm resting when I do that.
Oh, by the way, we're never tired for a show.
Oh my gosh.
It's only during the day, and then the show happens and you're like, ding! And then
I'm not going to be yawning on stage. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Oh my God. That would be terrible.
What would happen?
Well, that would be a really bad performer.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. It would be a really, if you were like, but I'm just a bit tired tonight.
Oh my God. That would be bad. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit of like diarrhea. But
I don't really feel like this tonight. Can we do a rain check tomorrow? Can we do that?
But honestly, like, I don't know. Just, you know, this is just such a interesting part of life and just like what we're going through right now. And then on top of like just doing this tour, which is really our passion, is the book, and the book is going on, and oh gosh.
I don't know if we recorded last night the podcast, but I would love to put in the part about the balls, because it would be really hilarious to insert one part where I blew Nat's mind that we've never talked about something before.
And which, before you say it, is just like, that's what's so great about our show, is that absolutely nothing is scripted, because we're just talking about like our experiences and what comes up in our mind. And that's why I think people come to multiple shows, because you're not seeing the same show twice. And the things that pop in our head, because we have no filter, we say out loud. And a lot of the things that we point out are things that you've thought about in your mind or haven't even processed that you've seen or experienced. But then we're the ones who are going to say it out loud. And Kat fucking blew my mind by
explaining. Okay, let's just tell them in case it's not.
You stand up for it?
Yeah, I showed everybody. Yeah, I did. Yeah. So we did a chapter. So at the start of the show is we kind of like elaborate on chapters and kind of our experiences, because our book is so, not short, but just tight. You know, we can't have everything in there, but our thoughts on our book basically in the chapter we did yesterday was sex, obviously, because it was a Friday night and we had to do it. And we're talking about how intimacy has changed, and when you kind of like, oh God, when you're married and sex is less of a priority because you're just so fucking tired, the things you do to avoid it is hilarious, okay? And men never have that feeling. Or a lot of men don't.
Right. No man I've ever met.
No man I've ever met either isn't like, I feel like not doing it tonight.
I'm too tired for this. Wait, get off me. I'm not in the mood.
It's like their penis doesn't even...
It's not attached to anything.
It's not. It's never tired. No. It's never fucking tired. How is that possible?
And I have to tell you that even when they're tired and they don't like come for it, if we were to hop on top and say, let's giddy giddy.
If they were asleep even. Even probably dead asleep in REM and haven't slept in 7 months, and their penis would wake up.
They would wake up and be ready to go.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
So we're sitting there and we're talking about when men versus women. That's a very funny skit, by the way. That whole thing is very funny.
Avoiding sex.
Avoiding sex is just very funny.
Mm-hmm.
So when men walk out of the shower, I said to Nat, I imitated it on stage.
Gosh.
And basically, it's like they walk out, I don't know, they throw their arms back and push their penises out. And it swings.
Oh my
their
gosh.
Penis just, it's a free,
oh my
it's
God.
Like, it is, it's like a, it's like, it's like a flag.
Oh
it's
my
like
gosh.
It's like they're waving. It's just they're, it's windy. It's
and the thing is that it's so like it's not attached to the body. It's like it, it's like a, it's an extra limb, and it's like aren't you like
it's
why
it's offensive?
What? Yes, you look and you're just like every, you know what? I've been married for a long time. See a lot of his penis, but every time I see it, I'm like
shocked.
Oh my yes,
shocked. What? Still, it's still hard to comprehend that this
I like
thing.
They walk around with this like sausage hanging off of them.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, it swings when they walk.
Yes.
It swings.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, it's not attached, so of course it's going
to
swing.
It's weird. So then I said to Nat, so I imitated them walking out of the shower because
oh
I don't, where do their towels
oh
go? I don't know. They
never walk out with a towel on. I come out covered.
So where the fuck do they leave their towel? And why? Like, aren't you cold? Like, you know, or does your penis keep you warm? What is that? And then
my penis energy keeps me warm.
And then I said to Nat, you know, so they, I imitated them walking around because they either do two ways. They either walk like kind of straddled so it swings really big.
Yeah.
Or they walk dick pushed out, arms back, kind of like, hey, like, you
yeah.
know, like, look, and they take their time. They definitely saunter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no,
no they want you to see it.
Totally. And then they go and they twiddle their balls. You totally know what they do, right? They basically take two fingers, like, if, and just twiddle
yeah.
them, like,
yeah.
pat them, just like, hey-o.
And we're, okay, so are they doing it to dry it out?
So Nat is like, she... We literally, she stops and she's like crying because she's like, you've never told me that. I'm like, at what point would I have stopped and be like, does Mark Thompson twiddle his balls when he gets out of the shower? So the guy, there's, okay, so number one, we're at a casino. So they invite people, like big rollers from the casino.
High rollers
into our show.
Yep.
So the front row, I kid you not, they are at least 80.
Yep.
They're older, not our demographic. The men are in tears. They've definitely never heard of us. And I look at him, I'm like, you twiddle your balls, don't you? And then he starts laughing more. And all the people, all the women are literally dying laughing. Like every man they know twiddles their balls in this room right now.
And I was like, okay, I've seen him do it, but I never thought to myself, what are you doing? I just, I've seen it. So when she acted out, I'm like, oh my God, I've seen that. And then I questioned.
I acted out. Yeah, you heard that right. I acted out twiddling my balls.
And then I wanted to know, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Are they?
Well, then I went upstairs and asked everybody.
Yeah.
And
what
they
did
were,
they say?
Yeah, we do that.
But why do they do it?
Just like, they're just like, it's
playing
like,
with it?
It's like just part of the.
Well, you play with your boobs a lot.
Yeah, true. Well, it's just because.
You twiddle your boobs.
You not when I'm naked out of the shower, though.
No.
But I'm shocked that they're so, like deflated. I'm like, hello? What? Like, I'm waiting for them to grow back again, my boobs. I'm like, you know, they used to be, like, voluptuous. And now they're voluptuous when I pull them up and stick them somewhere. But,
yeah,
you know, they're different.
I don't know.
But balls are... Balls,
and, you know, balls are weird, too.
Because, you just did it, by the way.
I was trying it out. I was trying to see what it would be like.
It's the two finger. It's these two.
Ew.
It's like the index and the middle finger, and they just kind of... You can see it.
I can't wait to go home, watch Mark get out of the shower, and watch him do it.
And you're going to
I'll tell you exactly what it's like.
My, you know, but she, the moment she knew it, she was like, oh my God, it's so true.
I know.
It was a really funny last night.
Yeah, balls are weird.
Dude.
Yeah.
And people teabag that shit.
But for real?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
You don't know what a teabag is.
Well, it's like when they put their balls on your face.
Oh, your mouth.
And you're gross. Oh my God, gross.
You didn't know what a teabag is.
Have you ever put balls
stop
in your
it,
mouth?
Stop
you tell
it.
Me right now. No, don't you stop it.
It's a hard one. Teabag is when, okay, I'm going to tell you something. No.
I've never put balls in my mouth. Is this something I should do?
Yes.
I just started giving blowjobs.
Here's what you do. You have to open your mouth.
Okay.
And then they sit on top.
Oh my God.
Never done it.
Wait, and just plops in? One ball?
Like a tea bag. In and out, in and out,
in and out. What do you do with your mouth?
I'm making this up right now, but I imagine it. You open it really big.
So where's the penis at the time? Like in your nose?
On your nose.
Oh no.
The chota.
Gross. So basically your nose is by their butthole. Because the butt's just behind
your
the balls.
Your butt's on the chin.
Ew, that's near my mouth. So hold on. So the ball goes in. Now, do balls fit in your mouth?
I haven't tried.
No, but how big is a ball? Like a
it's a sack. You don't actually take the whole ball. It's a sack.
It's so gross.
Have you never looked at balls before?
Oh my God, I try not to. But yes, I have three boys and a husband.
Yeah.
But little boy balls are kind of cute. You know, they're just like not gross yet.
Yeah, we're talking about teabagging. You can't talk about little boys' okay. balls while
hold
we're
on.
Talking about teabagging.
So they put their, so you open your mouth and then do you like suck it or just let it drop?
I have not done this. Do you want me to Google how to do it? I'm not a professional teabagger.
So then they put it in your mouth.
And Mom, don't listen this to this. So I don't
well,
do
no,
it.
You didn't say you did it.
No.
And so, but somebody out there has done it.
I bet 90% of the population
wait,
is teabagged.
Wait, what? What? What?
Let's take a poll.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Is that a thing
leave
that people do?
Leave us a comment. Let's do like
is
a secret
foreplay?
One. What? For sure. It's not. That's sexual play. Foreplay. All right. You only do foreplay and then you have sex. Got it.
What do other people do again?
Everything. They have sex and then put it in, then take it out, and then put it in and take it out.
That is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. That's
you foreplay, you sex, you go to bed.
No. A lot of people foreplay, sex, like... Sexual play, lots.
What is this? A fucking jungle gym?
It's amusement park. I told you, Adam. I am not a fucking amusement park. You know what? It's one ride. You have a ticket for one fucking ride. Get on the ride. That's it.
I've never even put my lips on balls.
Oh,
that never even come close.
I'm trying to think if it's. Really, I'm gonna have to pay closer attention.
It makes me want to throw up. Because, you know, they're not like, because they're like, the skin is weird.
I dare you just to try. Yeah, I'm going to dare you.
Do men have hair on their balls?
What man are you talking about? I don't know.
Some men do,
I'm
right?
I'm sure Sacha Baron Cohen has hair on his balls.
Okay, so so that means.
You know who that is? He's a really hairy guy.
Yeah, so then he teabags.
Oh, yeah, because people shave their balls.
They have to be careful. Isn't the skin like.
I am not a man. You do this to me like I'm an expert. Anyways, teabagging. I don't even know how we got there. It just goes off the. How do we go off
I
the
just,
rails?
I really
so
want to know because I don't. Like, you know what? I don't want to do everything in my life before I die. And if teabagging is something most people do, I'm going to do it. But if most people don't do it, I'm not.
Okay,
interested.
You guys leave us a comment and you need to let us know. Like
how common
and, like,
is teabagging?
Every not, but don't say teabagging. We'll keep it like just like just everybody. Say, everybody does it. Nobody does it. Just leave us a comment.
Or you can say 50-50. Or you can say it's very common.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love your podcast. 50-50.
Love your podcast. Never done that.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, just leave it. Like, you just go and review it.
Because I'm going to need... This is one very important.
We need to go back and respond. You guys, we need comments. I need to talk to you guys
about this. This is research. It's life, you know?
Dude, it's life. Because if you're missing out on teabagging, it could be amazing. I bet Mark would love it.
Of course Mark would love it. So would your Mark love it.
Yeah, I know.
But would I love it?
No, I mean, it's...
But would I be able to handle it?
You can handle anything.
I don't... think so.
I think you can.
I don't drink tea, so. No, I drink coffee. Oh, God.
Anyways, we have a really good tour. You can still buy tickets to some cities, just so you know.
And we've released more dates. We're coming to Salt Lake City and Denver and Boise and the other one.
Huh? Spokane.
Spokane.
I don't know if I said that right. Spokane.
Yeah, you go Spokane. Oh, you
Spokane.
Is it like, oh my gosh, when we're in those cities, it's June, which means
we miss the end of school.
It better be fucking worth it. Buy your tickets, guys. We're missing graduation. No one's graduating.
Thank God.
Well, we wouldn't have done it, right?
What?
Wait, do they graduate from kindergarten like JK?
No.
Okay, good. Cause
I mean, unless your school does because it's special.
Video?
You know what? FaceTime?
I could ask them to do it early.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not to be controversial, but someone just left a comment on one of our pages being like, you got popular talking about your families and now you've left them to go talk about them. How do you like your new life? I was like, dude,
in a diss way?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, dude, we're gone for 6 days. Not sure we left our families for 6 days. You know what I mean?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen, I totally can see, like, in a not a mean way, but from someone's perspective.
Oh, we did that post yesterday. Like, how 6 years ago we would have been like, you don't love your kids. But I can promise you, we love our kids just the same.
And you know, it's funny. I still, when I call and they're all like, I love you, Mom. They're kissing the it's like, to them, although we're gone, like, when we come back, it's like it never happened. You know, like, they don't love us any less. They treat us the same. Sometimes they'll punish us a little bit. But, like, I actually haven't really experienced that. I feel like when I come back, they're like, I missed you so much.
And then
we just go back to normal.
Reentry. It's like, the reentry is more for us now.
It's totally for us. It's not, and you think the kids are being bad. No, they were always bad. You just forgot about it.
It's also just, like, transferring the power back to you. Uh-huh. So it's like you're just, it's shift change, basically. It's like shift change, mommy's back.
The shift change, you're so right. I love the shift change that they actually asked daddy for it. I just wish it lasted.
It doesn't.
It takes about maybe like 5 to 6 days and they've completely forgotten that daddy's capable.
I guess I was going to ask you, does Busy Phillips film in a different place that her kids live?
I don't think so.
So because they used to live in New York and now they all live in LA.
I'm going to pretend I know the answer and say yes, but I have no idea.
I wonder.
I feel like they live in LA.
Because she did a lot of FaceTime when she was missing her kids' things. Do you remember that? Like FaceTiming the thing. I'm curious about that.
I remember.
I would love that journey of hers.
I remember people like Hillary.
Swank,
but Hillary Duff. I remember when she would like be like, I'm so sad to miss, like when she just had her first son. And she would be having to go and film. And she's like, I miss you so much. And I remember like some of these actors, I remember reading, like, they have to go away for like months. But their kids are like in school and they don't want to take them out of life.
And they have divorced parents, so they get to stay with the dad.
Totally. And like, so a lot of celebrity parents, we are not celebrity parents, but these are only the people I can think of that travel a lot.
Or people who are deployed, like, in the, you know?
They leave for a really long time, and that's crazy.
That is.
Because sometimes they have to go film in random locations, and you can't pull your kids out of school because it's like, your kids don't have to be homeschooled just because you chose this career, you know?
We just signed on to do another project. I don't know where it's going or what's happening or how we're going to do it.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. When are we doing that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
All I have to say is,
what's happening?
I'm really glad that my children are at an age where they are, where I feel like the baby's turning 4.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, when their kids go into school age, they're like, now what? And I'm so, feel so lucky that I have a now what, because it's like although we took time for ourselves.
Yeah.
In terms of like this business.
Yeah.
90% of our time, only this year has things gotten crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like this so crazy.
Yeah.
The years before that, we just worked, like, you know,
with them
conservatively.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's like we are jumping into a different role.
I don't know what our lives would be like right now if we didn't have this, because you're so right. Like, they're all going to be gone all day long. What would we do if we didn't do this?
A lot of people are in that transition. It's
really,
the mantra.
What would we have done? We'll never have to wonder. Would you like have gone back to social work?
No. Well, it's really hard for moms because you want to be there. Like, you have to get it. It's hard to find a nanny, or like after school care in Toronto is near impossible. And so you have to find a nanny from 3:30 to 6, and then try to find an employer who lets you work from 9:30 to 3.
You know what I think I would have done?
What?
Like, if nothing else happened and I was literally just still being a stay-at-home mom and I needed to find something, I think I'd like do what my mom does or something.
Go to school.
Like, work at the kid's school, maybe in the library or...
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, that's what I would do, I guess, because then you'd get a pension and...
I would have spent way too much money.
Well, yeah. Yes. But I feel like you would have done something. You would have had to do something. So maybe, I don't know. Well, we don't have to worry about that.
Not yet. Not for now. Let's go write another book. Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do for the rest of forever?
Shh, I can't now.
Okay.
I can't moment.
Because we still have a lot on the go, and that'll take a couple years to, like,
just roll out. Because someone said yesterday, like, you know, you might as well enjoy this while you can, because it's not going to last forever. And I was like,
yeah.
Thanks, lady.
Never thought about that. I've never thought about any of this.
Well, ending. She basically was like, it's going to end, so you might as well just, like, make the most of it now. Oh, I'm like, what if it doesn't end? What if?
Well, no, I don't think it's going to end. We'll die one day, but, like, I think...
That's depressing.
Well, I mean, maybe not. Maybe... Well, twin flames, we're going together, babe.
I know. It's just weird.
It's weird, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, see ya.
But
peace,
like,
out.
This is weird to think that when we're older, what this will be like. But what I hope that we do...
Have another baby.
Nope. I hope that we stay adventurous and that hopefully we can put ourselves in a position where... We can support our family forever, you know, we create something that can help our family, you know, go to school and help them until they fly.
Okay.
And then and then go to Florida and
smoke
cigarettes.
By the way, Chloe wants to be an astronaut, and that scares the shit out of me. I'm like, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No, don't. I'm going to encourage her, because she keeps saying I'm going to go to the moon one day.
Okay, well, because when she's older, that might be a possibility, and she can go. She doesn't have to be an astronaut to do that.
Okay.
But she cannot be an astronaut because she will probably die.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, she talks about going, it kind of freaks me out because she's too young to be saying that.
Well, you know who's going with her.
Who? Tucker.
Yeah.
They would love that.
The two of them will go to the moon together.
Oh my
and
God.
She'll be like, fly me to the moon.
And they'll be like, just quiet down for a minute. I'm not in the mood. Then she'll be like, sorry, Tucker.
She's sorry, Tucker. Maybe later. I wanna. Yeah.
She keeps saying it. She's like, there's the moon. I'm going to go there one day. I'm like, no, you're not. No, that's not where you go.
No, I don't think that's
you know, go to Florida, not the fucking moon.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Be a veterinarian. That's what she should
All right.
Be.
You know what? Be a dog walker.
Yeah. Oh, being a veterinarian would be bad, though, because you have to put kids.
Yeah, go be a dog. Be a dog walker.
Be a dog walker. That's what Taylor wants to be. I'm like, that's not going to make you enough money. Oh, shit. Because, you know, she's not sure she ever wants to be married or have any kids, whatever. Well, see, I know. She's just like, ugh, if I have a kid, I'm only having one. She always says that.
Interesting.
I scarred her. Teddy wants like 4.
Ian Max wants 5.
Yeah.
And a Porsche.
And a Porsche.
5 kids and a...
And a fast boat.
And a Porsche and a fast boat. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Teddy wants a yacht, 4 kids. Taylor's like maybe 1 and 2 dogs. I'm like...
And Chloe's just going to be wearing summer dresses in the moon. You know what I mean?
Why does she never get cold?
She hates the snow. She hates the cold. She always has. She used to throw temper tantrums to go outside. And she's a happier girl on a golf cart in Florida.
No, what's the long-term plan, Kat?
What is the long-term plan?
Why do we do this?
I don't know.
The school in that town where we go is so adorable.
Listen, we'll go back for even long. Like, we're just going to keep extending our time. I should book our...
And we're not working this summer.
No.
Like...
Yeah, we are totally.
I know,
you know,
we totally
something's going to come up.
But we have our moms.
Fly me to the moon.
Should we
moon.
Just go? Do the kids have to go to camp?
I'm not... No. My kids aren't going to camp.
I don't mean sleepover. I mean, like, hockey camp and, like,
see what my husband does. Hey, guys, go fuck yourselves.
You know that when we signed the books yesterday, this girl goes, I need you to write me a really special message on here. And she's like, say, like, Hillary, whatever her name was, can you please write him a book? Go fuck yourself. And I wrote that.
I love it.
Oh, dear. Her name was Taylor, actually. Oh, my gosh.
We need to go have a nap and then get ready for show two. In the house.
Show two?
Oh. What number are we on? Four. Five. Holy shit. Two more shows.
We are in York, Pennsylvania tonight, which is Lex's hometown. She has like 30 people she knows coming to the show, so we better represent.
Oh, my God.
And it's
Saturday
night.
It's really bad. Okay, Lex,
we
for
can't
you.
Embarrass you. We'll do a good job for you, Lex.
Lex, this one's for you tonight.
Yeah.
Lexi.
Otherwise, we'd be yawning on the stage if it weren't for you. Jokes.
Never.
It's Saturday
ever,
night,
ever.
Bishes.
Bishes, come over to Instagram. Subscribe to this podcast. Leave a comment about whether you teabag totally normal or not.
And make sure that you get the Mom Truths book, which you can buy anywhere you can buy a book right
Literally
now.
Literally anywhere. And
anywhere.
It's always on sale in a lot of places.
And there's good news coming.
I look at her and go,
what is it? Another country, which
we
haven't signed,
I wonder how they know about us.
There's another country that is going to be distributing our book. Are they going to translate into their language?
Yes.
I cannot wait to see that shit.
They're gonna, you know what? Email everybody, get the book to Italy. Let's get
Switzerland, France,
Sweden. We do really well in Sweden.
Yeah, and we're Canadian, so also France because we speak French, you know, Spain, Portugal.
Keep going. Scotland, but the same language.
The United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
No, we need Scotland because they have their own distribution. Definitely the UK.
All right, let's get this shit worldwide.
India. India needs this book.
India needs this book because, you know, every man needs to look at a woman's... Okay.
It's a secret thing for the women.
Secret. It's a secret. They get it.
Oh, my God. They need it in Israel.
Oh, everywhere.
Good times.
All right, guys. Like I said... See ya everywhere. All the time.
All the time.
All the times.